Welcome this morning to Community Church St. Lawrence. We're delighted that you are here with us to worship this morning. A couple of announcements to share with you. First of all, we extend our congratulations to Andy and Maggie on the birth of their son, Bo Edward. You can see details on that there in your bulletin. A couple volunteer opportunities for being involved in ministries here at the church. There's still some openings for Club Rock helpers. Still looking for a 3rd, 4th, 5th grade Sunday school teacher for this fall. And also a church custodian who would be able to start ideally before the end of this month. So a few possibilities there for service, and the details on who to talk to about those different things are available in your bulletin. There is youth group this evening at 6 o'clock, and so we invite the young people to come out and be a part of that. I'm going to ask Mark Kettlehut to talk about Sunday school plans.
Well, good morning. It was our plan, or it is our plan, to start Sunday school this morning and do a couple weeks this week and next week, kind of with our old classes or last year's classes. The plan is to, so if whatever class you were in last year, you would go to that. The only exception would be was going to be the adult class, and to my knowledge, Jim was supposed to teach that, and Jim is not here. Oh, phew. Thank you, because we were talking in the back there, and it's like, well, Jim was scheduled to teach that, and we don't have anyone, but Lucas is scheduled to cover. So adults, you'll be in the sanctuary here with Lucas this week and next week, and then kids, whatever class you were in last spring, if you remember that, that's where we'll go for this week and next week, and then we'll have promotion Sunday on the 16th, and then we'll promote you to your new grade, new teachers, or whatever the case would be. We're still looking for a teacher for the 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade class. So if you're interested in that, we'd ask you to prayfully consider that. We're needing help there. Or if you'd just like to assist or be an aide or a helper in any of those classes, let myself know. In the bulletin is the teachers there. If you want to help one of those teachers, go ahead and ask one of those teachers. Say, I'd like to help. And we'd be more than happy to accommodate you. As far as what Promotion Sunday is going to look like after the Sunday, we haven't quite made decisions on that yet, because usually with Promotion Sunday, there comes a picnic and a potluck and that kind of stuff. We're still, the elders, deacons, and the CE board is still kind of working out the details on that, so I'm asking you to be patient with us while we finalize those decisions. With the COVID thing, we haven't decided whether we want to just do a full-fledged picnic, or if we want to do a picnic at all, or if we want to do some other type of meal function with that. So we're still working out the details on that, so hang with us. We should hopefully get you that information this week, certainly by next Sunday. So if you have any other questions, you can talk to me. Okay? Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mark. Do we have any other announcements this morning? All right, our call to worship this morning is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 through 19. Paul writes, "As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasures for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life."
Cool, I get to do this. Be nice if there was a hymnal here. There is one. Good morning. I read a thing about joy this week in my Tony Dungy daily reading. And so we're supposed to be sitting here, standing here, smiling, just like he is. He's smiling because he thinks I'm an idiot. But all right, we're going to stand together and we're going to sing, "In My Heart There Rings a Melody." And if that doesn't make you smile, I don't know what will. 514, for those of you that like to look in a book. Otherwise, it'll be up there, right? No, it's only in the book today. That's why you're waving that book at me. 514. We're ready. I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. 'Tis a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody of love. I love the Christ who died on Calvary, for he washed my sins away. He put within my heart a melody, and I know it's there to stay. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. 'Twill be my endless theme in glory, with the angels I will sing. 'Twill be a song with glorious harmony, when the courts of heaven ring. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. Turn around and wave at somebody. Tell them you're glad to see them here.
All right, our opportunity to share praises and prayer requests and take those before the Lord. Just a couple of reminders there at the bottom of your prayer list. Remember that Brenda has hip surgery coming up this week, and so be in prayer for her. And also continue to pray for Derek and Kelly in their transition and be arriving here hopefully in the not-too-distant future. And, of course, school year starts pretty soon, so pray for all the teachers and students and college students and everyone that has things in related to the start of a new school year. You have any other prayer requests today or praises anyone would like to share? Ernie.
I just have a request that our church remembers George and Don. They're really quite lonely. They're pretty well homebound. George's vision is continuing to diminish. He can do very, very, very few things. So the phone call is very much appreciated
for him. Okay. Pray for George and Donna. And give them a phone call and touch base with them if you get a chance to do that. Others? Yeah, Sherry.
I heard this morning that Randy Grimm has found out that he has cancer. Randy is Julie Shoemaker's brother, and he's a preacher.
Okay, what was the name?
Randy Grimm.
Randy Grimm has cancer. Okay. Any others? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given to us. We thank you for the beautiful weather. We thank you for the beauty of your creation and how it proclaims your handiwork, your majesty, your creativity. We thank you for the privilege of coming together this morning to worship you. And we thank you for each one who is here with us in person. We thank you for those that are joining online. We pray that today's service would be an encouragement, and that it would feed us spiritually, that we would take from our time together this morning the nourishment that we need to continue to grow in our relationship with you, to live out the truth of your word in our interactions with others, that we might be salt and light in our community, in our neighborhoods, our workplaces, just with those we come in contact with. We thank you for the country that we live in, for the freedoms that we have here, and we do pray that you would continue to guide and direct our elected officials. We pray that they would desire wisdom and discernment in the decisions that they have to make. We pray for elections that are coming up in just a few months, and we pray for your will to be done there. As we anticipate the start of a new school year here in just a few weeks, we know that in a lot of ways there are some things that will be different than what maybe we have become traditionally used to, but we do pray that the year will be as normal as possibly can be, and we thank you for each teacher that will be serving both in our local schools here in Miller and in at SBA. Thank you also for each of the students that will be going back to school, and we just pray it'll be a great year for them. We pray that there won't be any major difficulties related to the coronavirus. We pray that our students would do well academically, and we pray especially for the opportunity for our students to be an encouragement and a witness to their classmates and even to their teachers and staff members they interact with. For our college students especially, we pray for opportunities for them to be a light. And we pray also for ministries that they can get connected with, where they can have fellow students that can be an encouragement to them and walk alongside them as they go through their classes in the year ahead. We thank you for the healthy arrival of Bo, and we just pray that you would continue to be with him and with Maggie and with their family as they adjust to having an extra member. We pray that you would also be with Brenda this week, and we pray for a successful surgery. Pray that there will not be any complications, and we pray that her recovery would go well. We pray that you'd give her strength, pray you'd also give her patience and not trying to do too much too quickly. We pray that you would continue to be with Mike's cousin as well, and you know the details there, and we just pray that you would continue to work in that situation. We pray for Randy Grimm and this diagnosis of cancer that he has, and we pray for wisdom for the doctors and knowledge to know what the right course of treatment would be. We are mindful of George and Donna and others as well who haven't been with us physically present in quite a while, but we pray especially that they would feel encouraged. We pray that we would each find different ways that we can reach out and encourage them, and we love them, and we pray that they know that we do, and we just thank you that you are still the source of their joy, and we pray that they would be encouraged today. We pray that you would be with our time this morning of worship together during this service, and we pray for our Sunday school hour as we have Sunday school for the first time in several months, and we thank you for the opportunity to get back to doing that. We pray that you'd be with our teachers, and we pray that everything would go well with that. And for the youth group tonight, we ask that you would be with their time also. We pray that you would be with the shoemakers, our missionaries for this month. We pray that you would watch over them, keep them safe in their health, but also the travel, especially as Wes, when he has opportunities to go back and forth between their home here in the States and where they work there in Mexico. We pray that you'd continue to be with the translation work that they're doing there among the Tarahumara people. And we pray that they would continue to see fruit of their efforts, and they would continue to find ways to reach out and share the good news with the people there in the Copper Canyon. We again thank you for the opportunity to come together to worship you. We thank you most of all for the gift of your son, Jesus, for loving us so much that you would send him to make possible a right relationship with you. And thank you for the privilege of being your children. And we pray these things in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Some of you may have noticed in the back of your bulletin, David and Lori Freemark, 38 years we will have been married on the 7th. There we go. 470, the footsteps of Jesus. We'll stay seated for this one because we've got to sing another one back to back. We'll stand for the second one. Footsteps of Jesus. Sweetly, Lord, have we heard thee calling, come, follow me. And we see when
where thy footprints falling lead us to thee. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er we go. Though they lead o'er the cold, dark mountains seeking his sheep, or along by Siloam's fountains helping the weak. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er they go. If they lead through the temple holy, preaching the word, or in homes of the poor and lowly, serving the Lord. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er they go. Then at last when on high he sees us, our journey done, we will rest where the steps of Jesus end at his throne. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er they go.
Okay, now this time we're going to stand up and we're going to turn our hymnals to 372, Living for Jesus. 372.
Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. This is the pathway of blessing for me. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to thee, for thou in thy atonement didst give thyself for me. I own no other master. My heart shall be thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee alone. Living for Jesus, who died in my place, bearing on Calvary my sin and disgrace. Such love constrains me to answer his call. Follow his leading and give him my all. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to thee, for thou in thy atonement didst give thyself for me. I own no other master. My heart shall be thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee alone. Living Jesus, wherever I am, doing each duty in His holy name, willing to suffer affliction and loss, deeming each trial a part of my cross. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thy atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. Living for Jesus through earth's little while, my dearest treasure, the light of His smile. Seeking the lost ones, He died to redeem, bringing the weary to find rest in Him. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thy atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. Thank you. Please be seated. Thanks for singing, ladies. Thanks for playing.